Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boy, what a weird week this was, and what a weird night. I mean, the Yankees off on a Friday night. I know we've talked about that a lot this week, but you always expect baseball on a Friday. Now, you have the beginning of the season, which, for some reason, they start on Thursday, game off on Friday, and then back over the weekend for the traditional three-game sets. But here we are, middle of the season, or a third of the way through, and the Yankees have a scheduled off day on a Friday before playing two games against the Phils. Weird. In any case, there was enough action in the Met game to keep us occupied, and maybe, just maybe, at the end of the day, we look back at this season, whatever happens to the New York Metropolitan Baseball team, and you give credit to a fellow by the name of Will Myers. Why? All right, in the sixth inning last night, or the fifth inning last night, Will Myers, the shift is employed. He's a right-handed hitter. And they put everybody on the left side of the infield. And he takes a pitch that, Keith said, well, it was a mistake. Wasn't a bad pitch. But it was a pitch he could dribble into right field, which he did. Took advantage of it. There was nobody around except the first baseman. So he just hit a little weak, squiggly grounder in the right field. Base hit. No hitter broken up. At the time, I'm watching and saying, yeah, stick shift. I hate the shift. The shift is terrible. It works most of the time, but when it doesn't work, especially when the guy is pitching a no-hitter, geez. Well, think about it this way. Had he not gotten that hit, and it was a hit, it wasn't tainted, no errors, nothing like that. Maybe DeGrom, throwing a no-hitter after 80-some pitches, feels a little tug in his elbow and goes, got a no-hitter. There's only been one in the history of the Mets, and that was tainted with a ball that was fair that was called foul, Beltran. So, geez, how do I come out after six innings in a no-hitter? Yeah. Maybe I'll go one more inning. See how far I can get with this thing. Maybe I can get a quick inning. Maybe I can play through this pain. Well, with one hit on the board, after six, you come out. Feel a little tug there. I know it's nothing serious, but why take the chance? Indeed. And it is a smart thing to do. The Mets, the pitching coach, the manager, you don't mess with your ace. Now, I know this might be whistling past the graveyard and he might miss a turn. But he says, yeah, I'll probably be ready for Wednesday. It's precautionary. Now, you want to be precautionary, but right side tightness, little thing in the elbow, little flexor tendonitis, not a big deal. Anything that happens to the best pitcher in baseball is a big deal. There's no getting around it. This has got to be a cause for concern. Rojas may say, I'm not worried. DeGrom may say, I'm not worried. But anytime you got an arm worth millions of dollars and your pennant, World Series, any hope of the postseason riot is on that elbow, man, you can't take a chance, and you gotta hope and pray that there's nothing seriously wrong with it, just a little tweak. And again, DeGrom has had Tommy John surgery and had surgery to repair the elbow before and the nerve damage and all that. So as he says, he knows what real problems feel like, and this didn't feel like anything major. Okay. All right. But 6 innings, 80 pitches. Hey, why are you taking this guy out? What's going on? And then Castro comes in and gives up a home run, and he's got a stiff neck, which is the excuse for giving up the two-run dinger. And it's like, you know, if you don't feel right, why not say something? You know, it's, oh, well, you know, look, I can pitch through it. I'm okay. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is a spot for Lugo. And this is where ball players' honesty comes in. And all of us, you know, hey, you know, we're okay. We'll play through it. But man, you know, two-run homer, that they were in danger in that game with a slim 3-2 lead. And they weren't exactly lighting it up against Blake Snell and the Padre bullpen. So you had to hope that somehow the bullpen could cobble it together. And Diaz gave you a four-out save. And you did get Loop pitching well, doing what he had to do. So the Mets get through it. And they're now 7 games over .500. They've got a lead on the Phillies, who were off last night. Why were they off? Playing the Yankees. Inquiring minds want to know. So, there you go. Now, the other stuff going on, and you know, we'll talk to Sweeney about the Yankees, but it's pretty much beating the same drum. You know, you didn't expect Aroldis Chapman to give up two-run home runs in a 9-pitch sequence in the ninth inning to blow a game against the Twinkies. Team they dominate for some reason, a team they could have swept. One goes in the books, they're 33-30, just about right where their Pythagorean. This, I can pronounce it, but it's a word I don't use very often, to be honest. Pythagorean says that's about where they should be. In fact, they're overachieving by one game. But Ken Davidoff has a great column in the Post today about who needs to step up for this Yankee team. And you start with Brian Cashman. He's got to figure out a way to get a center fielder on this squad. Got to figure out a way to get this pitching thing together. Got to figure out a way to light a fire under a couple of players. And, you know, they've got help on the way. Luke Voit will be back. He's doing a rehab assignment now. So that'll help. I mean, even though Luke Voit wasn't lighting the world on fire at first base, he's a power threat. He takes a lot of pitches, extends at bats. He's valuable. Somebody that will certainly help, because Mike Ford and everybody else has not been able to do a whole heck of a lot at first base. So it helps the lineup some. But DJ LeMahieu is the main culprit here. And it, you know, you look at his numbers versus everybody else's. Everybody hitting under 200 and he's hitting 260 or 250-something. You go, well, that's not bad. But it is bad because it's 60 points or so below what his batting average should be. And one of the telling numbers is last year in the shortened season, he had like 21 extra base hits and 22 strikeouts. This year, he's got 10 extra base hits and 46 strikeouts in a similar number of games, three more games. So over a pretty substantial sample, DJ LeMahieu has not gotten the job done. And he's the guy you call the machine. He's the guy you signed to a long-term contract thinking, well, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, maybe the out years of the contract, he won't be great, but we're not giving him that much money considering what he is. So you wonder with these longer-term contracts, he's the type of guy you figure, well, that's not going to affect him. He's going to be all right. Well, so far, not. Now, the contract have anything to do with it? I kind of doubt it. I don't think that's, oh, geez, I got to contract now, I can take it easy. He's working hard. It's just not coming for him this year. I have every bit of confidence that it will, and he'll be better, and the Yankees will be better. But as Yogi said, it's getting late early around here. Cheating in baseball. Here we go again. And we have wild conspiracy theories advanced by the polar bear, Pete Alonso. Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of free agents available here in the offseason who are offensive players. And my theory is that baseball has doctored the ball itself because they want to keep the batting averages down so that they can pay the free agents less in the offseason. Whereas the year before, when there were a lot of pitchers coming on the market, they wanted the ball to be lively so that the pitchers' ERAs would be high and they wouldn't command as much money. It's a fact. Really. First of all, if that's the case, you are giving the owners a lot of credit for thinking ahead and conspiring. And it may not even be the owner. It might be Rob Manfred made this decision. Hey, you know, let's hold salaries down here. Let's do that. Now, you're tinkering with the fabric of the game when you do something like that. When you mess with the baseball, when you mess with the seams, when you do whatever they're accused of doing, you could screw the game up. Too much pitching? You know, people are going to go, oh, and they're already going, oh, you know, this game's boring. Don't like it. Not enough hitting, not enough balls in play. So you make it easier to hit 1 year and harder to hit the next year? I don't think so. And here's the thing with the substances now, the cheating, the foreign substances, Donaldson calls out. Why would they even bother to enforce it if they wanted to hold the hitters down? Hey, let the pitchers cheat. You know, get the spin rates up. Get the breaking pitches moving more. So it doesn't make sense, Pete. I'm sorry. You know, Alonso's a nice guy. And he's very active in social media. And he's funny. And I like him. But, man, you can't buy into these conspiracy theories. There's crazy stuff out there on the internet. And I want to see a statistical analysis. Maybe somebody's done it and I just haven't seen it. I want to see a real deep analysis as to how many pitchers versus how many hitters and how much money could be saved. I really don't think so. Sorry, Pete. Now, on the cheating thing, well, yay to Josh Donaldson for bringing it up. Just like Mike Fears. Now, Donaldson was a former MVP. Fears was a, you know, okay pitcher. But you bring it up. Hey, people are cheating. Hey, you know, you got to look into it. Now, does it give the sport a black eye? Sure it does. But, you know, oh, we've always done it. It's no big deal. Well, it's becoming a big deal when guys are throwing 100 miles an hour and there's movement on the ball and the sliders are moving more. The sinkers are moving more. It's probably easier to throw an off-speed pitch with tackiness on the ball. There's a rule against it. Enforce it. And I get the whole thing, what happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse. But it reminds me of the Pentagon Papers 50 years ago. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about it. The Times had dueling op-ed pieces whether this was a good thing or not. And for those who don't know what the heck I'm talking about, look it up. But essentially, I mean, this is a much bigger deal because 55,000 people were Americans, died as a result of the foray into Vietnam, which apparently the politicians, according to the Pentagon Papers, knew was not destined for success. So that was a big deal. This is cheating in baseball, not a big deal. But the idea is whistleblowers. Sometimes, you know, you see something, you got to say something. And whistleblowers get penalized. You know, people are saying, hey, you should throw at Josh Donaldson. You should do this. You should. Fire, same thing. Look, the guy did what he thought was right and, you know, tore the lid off a cheating scandal. And here we go again with baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.